This morning I woke up to find that there was no blood left in my body. It has been 3 weeks since I was bitten by the blood-soaked iron skeleton. Yes, that's what I'm calling them now, those sharp-toothed skeletons that walk around biting people. I call them the blood-soaked iron skeletons, for once one bit me in the thigh hard and sensually, I saw its ivory bones tinged with the iron red of my own blood, and I fell in love with bones. But this morning I woke up to find that all of my blood was gone, and now my skin feels strange and dry, and my organs feel thirsty, but I do not want water, and I do not want food. All I can picture is that skeleton who bit me covered in my beautiful blood. And I'm not alone in this lust for beautiful blood. My wife Georgina says that she thought my wound was beautiful, and she keeps saying that my kneecaps look beautiful. She seems more intrigued by me now than ever.
It is true, darling, you are much more attractive to me right now than you have been in a very long time, though your skin is papery and dry and strange, and I do not want to touch you,
Georgina,
as you are,
please.
Right now. I have a strange feeling that your bones are beautiful white in the moonlight
too.
And will look beautiful,
yes,
with blood all over them.
Blood.
But not your blood, not blood you make. Maybe someone else's blood.
No, Georgina, please. Don't offer me your veins. Please leave. Please stop it. My teeth aren't sharp. I'm not meant to feed on you. My teeth are still flat, and I don't wish to cut you with something.
Darling, just take a little bit of my blood and see what it does.
I will not hurt you, my darling. I will not. I want to remain human. I want to have a heart.
But skeletons don't have a heart.
But I love you in my soulmate, and that is not something I am willing to lose.
Well, we could just wait for tomorrow anyway, Draven, you know.
I'm not going to hurt you tomorrow, and I'm not going to hurt you today. I love you, Georgina, and I'm sure your blood is beautiful and red and would keep me... I just could not.
No, Draven, darling, that is not what I'm talking about. I don't want you to cut me with a knife. I don't want you to cut me with your teeth. Tomorrow is the first day of my menstrual bleeding.
Oh, true. Yes, you do bleed unprovoked on a very regular schedule.
Yes, I am a very healthy menstruator.
And it's always been such a beautiful red.
I know, darling, you've told me before.
Are you sure you'd like me to have it?
Of course, darling.
I do crave it. Oh. Oh, God. Georgina, look at my hand.
Oh, my God. Oh, the skin on my husband's hand is turning into a sort of dust.
It's turning to dust.
Yes, 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 your skin is turning to dust. This must be what happens. I'll go get the sort of box or something so we can keep the dust. Would you like to keep the dust?
I don't care if we keep the dust or she's gone. I don't care if I keep the dust. I just want to see the bones. And I thirst for blood. I miss my blood. I could care less about my skin, the skin that I've pored over for years, trying to make it look younger, trying to make my hair perfect. What will fall off next? My hand bones.
All right, I've got my jewelry box. We can put your... Where's the dust, darling?
You must have just breathed it in, but darling, look at my hand.
Yes, for everyone listening on the tape, I can see all of my husband's phalanges
and his
metacarpals.
Yes.
I'm starting to see the carpals now as I see. I love bones,
yes,
darling. I learned all of the names from a book. Let me breathe in your skin, yes.
Darling, why are you doing that?
Because I love you and I want you to be a part of me.
But that skin is no longer mine.
No, it's mine.
Just like tomorrow, your blood will be mine.
Yes, of course, Draven. I'll bring you my menstrual blood as soon as it comes.
Thank you. Oh, it has stopped. The sensation has stopped, darling. My hand bones are visible, but I am still covered in my dry, papery skin. God, I want it to leave.
I think it's only a matter of time.
I hope so.
I'd very much like to touch your naked metacarpals, darling.